That was so fun. Did y'all like that? Wow. Good morning again. So life is a series of our stories, isn't it? And how we come together and share our stories is really what makes it meaningful and makes it beautiful. And I suspect that everyone that is here today came here because someone once invited you. Yes? Someone did. And maybe it was to this particular center, maybe it was to another one, but somehow along the road of your path, the journey of your life, someone introduced you to the principles of the science of mind and you said, let me check that out. Let me find out more. And along your journey, along the way, there were people who came along and you had conversations with, you connected with, you felt that vibration with, and you dove in a little deeper into the story of your own life, into your relationship with the divine, into what that might look like for you. Yes? For most of us to varying degrees. And our stories are all magnificent. They're all wonderful. And if I could, maybe we'll just make an intention of doing this, have everyone share their story. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And the reason I think it's wonderful is because there's so much that we learn from listening to each other and from being in the presence of each other and realizing and actually experiencing the diversity of the divine, the many ways in which it shows up, the many ways in which it articulates itself. Last week, John said, we're finding new ways to express the spirit that is expressing us. And I loved that so much. It stayed with me all week. And I kept thinking about it, that we're finding new ways to express that which is expressing us. And so I find that it is in listening to each other and observing each other and doing what Fred mentioned and seeing the divine in each other that we are able to expand our experience of the good that is this life. It really is a good life. It really is God's life. And when we can remember that in all of the things that are going on in life, all of the ways that it doesn't look so good, all of the activities, all of the challenges, all of the things that are going on, it helps. And so we do that by telling our stories, by telling those things that inspire us, by remembering and reminding each other of how good it really is. And I can look out and I can see all of the faces who have impacted my life in so many ways. And today we're celebrating the life of us. And we're celebrating it by telling the story of one life that has made a difference for many individuals here and has made a difference for the overarching life of our center. And so we're going to start this out. We have several people who are going to be sharing the platform today. But we're going to start out with some words from one of our practitioners, and that's Rosie Huff. So Rosie's going to come up and share a little bit. And just in case y'all didn't know who it is, this person that made such a difference, do y'all know? Her name is Pauline Tedford. And Rosie's going to tell us a little bit about her. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
First, I want to thank Michaela for giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts about Pauline. And I hope I can do this without sobbing. Wow. If you spent any time at all around Pauline, you would have heard, wow, wow. That is how she responded to the many good events in her life, and with each new realization of hers or your greater good, Pauline knew how to live. Michaela told me that when they first attended HBCRS at Easter in 1982, the teaching took immediately. It takes a minimum of 4 years to become a practitioner, and Pauline achieved that in 1986. To celebrate her 80th birthday, Michaela and her partner threw a grand blowout party at her home, and some of you were there. Pauline was decked out in a beautiful strapless floral taffeta gown and wore a tiara. She was stunning. Her house was overflowing with friends and family. Pauline loved company and had frequent get-togethers and out-of-town guests. Every year, for many years, she opened her home to everyone on Thanksgiving, not wanting anyone to be alone on that day. Pauline was the queen of affirmations. She even had them painted along with balloons on her walls in her office and in her garage. So when she drove in, she could just see, I just see all these beautiful affirmations. She kept a daily gratitude journal for over 20 years. She used affirmation calendars and kept them and tore them off and gave them out to everyone that she met. Pauline loved to eat, introduced me to Arabic food. We would sit at her counter and eat yummy Arabic yogurt, hummus, baba ganoush, tabbouleh, pita, and lots of fresh fruit and vegetables as we talked of life and spirit. Pauline adored her children and her grandchildren and spoke of them often. Pauline was an excellent teacher, my friend, practitioner, and mentor. She walked every morning at 6 a.m. and with a different walking partner every day. We took walks together for a few years, and we walked 2 miles weekly in the Long Beach Nature Center. She repeatedly facilitated book studies here. The last one was so successful, it went on for over 2 years. Pauline was deeply loved by hundreds of people, friends, family, students, and especially one young girl, Brenda. She adopted Brenda as part of the Big Sister program when Brenda was just a child. She was still a big sister to Brenda when Pauline passed. She enriched Brenda's life beyond measure with various culture experiences and attended her events as well. She meticulously kept a photo scrapbook of every event they shared, whether it was just lunch or Brenda's family, whatever it was. And Brenda's family participated and appreciated her so much. Pauline was a splendid example of the laws of attraction and reciprocity. She decided early in her and Ray's marriage that they should own a strip mall. So they bought a small one. Pauline said it took a lot of faith, a lot of prayer, and especially in the beginning, it was a real stretch financially. At 80, Pauline still has a strip mall and several rental houses in various states. Ray was a pilot, so they would visit their properties flying their own plane. They were able to visit Michaela and her family on the East Coast with Ray piloting and Pauline assisting. She was a stunning example of how the laws of abundance work when your consciousness is clear. She absolutely believed in generously contributing to this center, where she received her spiritual food each week. She continues that with her gift today, for which we are grateful. She also believed in volunteering and served on the Board of Trustees as president. Pauline was a world traveler, and a few years ago, after Ray had passed, she said that she realized not only could she afford it, but she deserved to travel first class from then on. And so she still is.
You now know a little bit more about us. You know, who we are is as known as how we let ourselves be known. Does that make sense grammatically? Not really, but I think you might get what I'm saying. In order for us to know ourselves and experience ourselves and know the divine and experience the divine, it's in sharing. Sharing who we are, what makes us tick, the things that impact us, and how we get to where we are in life. And as I'm fond of saying, no one gets there alone. It's how we share the journey. It's what we do together. And so as we're sharing about Pauline, I suspect that some of you are thinking about, I know this about someone in our community. I know this about me that I would like to share. I know this about life that I'd like to deepen and know in a greater way. And so I really want us to use this opportunity this morning to consider how our stories are all intermingled and interwoven and making such a difference, and how one little thing can be such a catalyst in our life. One person can be a catalyst for good. One song can be a catalyst for greater good. So we do have with us today Pauline's daughter, Michaela, and her a very good friend of Pauline and Michaela, Linda Louise, and a lot of good friends out here of Pauline and Michaela's family. And we're just thrilled that you're here. And you know, everybody here gives a gift to the center every time we're here. Everyone gives a gift by your presence, by the financial gifts that we give, by the volunteering, by all of the things that we do. And I would really love to share about all of those gifts. So I'm thinking about how to do that. But for today, we're really looking at this gift from Pauline and what she has, how she has shown her love. So who wants to come up? Both of you? One of you? Linda. So I've known Linda for a very long time, and it's just a wonderful thing that we get to meet again in this way. All right.
We never know where we're going to end up. I met Reverend Patty in 1984 in San Juan Capistrano. I met Pauline Tedford in 1982 that Easter morning, her first visit to this church, and my first visit to this church. Huge coincidence.
Coincidence? I think not.
We just never know.
We just never know. So Linda has something to share on behalf of Michaela.
Yes. I offered to assist Michaela with anything she needed help with while I was here for this brief time this weekend. I just flew in from Arizona to be here for this and to spend a few hours, precious hours, with Michaela. When I asked if there was something that I could do, she said, yes, if you could read this, sharing my thoughts on Sunday, I would love for you to do that. And when we were meditating and the songs this morning, I was already started crying, and I thought, oh boy, did she pick the wrong person? I'm already falling apart. I'm composed now. In the words of Ernest Holmes, father of science of mind, you are more than you appear to be. Life is greater than you have ever known. The best is yet to come. Or in Pauline's words, we've only just begun. This can be a mantra for the human spirit and a ray of hope when we are challenged. After all, it is an affirmation to keep us open-minded and learning, especially when we fail. Yet we never do. It is also a reminder to be persistent, try again, and never, ever give up. When we are successful, it keeps us humble, teaches us humility, and reminds us to savor the moment now, because more lessons may be on the horizon. You may be assured of that. I am honored this morning to share some of Michaela's thoughts. My mother and I first attended this church when I was 14 years old. It was a sunrise service at Easter, as Rosie said, outside in the cold morning at Seacliff Village. My mom's sister, Miriam Harb, had already been attending this church for a few years. We found Aunt Mai, as we affectionately called her, under some blankets sitting in the third row, her usual seat, and we sat next to her with blankets of our own. Reverend Peggy Bassett, who I hope you all had the opportunity to know and experience, gave a sermon about renewal and new beginnings, about forgiving others and ourselves so we can truly begin again with a positive attitude. It was a very inspirational talk, and we began attending the church the following Sunday. Never stopped. Pretty soon after that, my mother began taking science of mind classes and then practitioner training. The rest is history. When my Aunt Mai passed away, she had a wonderful celebration of life in this very building. She donated funds for the handicapped accessible elevator and wanted to make sure that no one had to miss out on the good stuff while in this church. She believed in the principles of the church, tithing, and just being generous. Why not? Since what we give away comes right back to us anyway. My mother believed in the same things, the reciprocity of the universe, making a difference for others, and that no one should miss out on the good stuff that this church offers. My mother also lived by the principles of business, focusing on financial empowerment, diversified growth, and wealth generation. Tithing was very much an integral part of the whole. Leaving some funds in her trust for the church was important to her. Her intention was to give to the church through operating funds and to help increase revenue through the bookstore. However, this was not just part of her spiritual practice or an alignment of her business principles. It was an act of love for everyone in this room. She loves and is grateful for everyone here and also for the many that are not here today. As Rosie said, Pauline kept a gratitude journal for 21 years. And gratitude was a huge part of her spiritual practices. This is one of the lessons she spoke about often. Something she did not speak about very often at all, yet mastered very well in the last few years of her life, was acceptance. In fact, the license plate on her car says, "I accept." You know, the abundance of God is like a mighty ocean, so vast you cannot possibly exhaust it. You can go to this inexhaustible source, this inexhaustible ocean of good, with only a small cup, and bring away only that small cup of bounty and blessings. Or, if you have faith enough, you can take a bucket and bring away a bucketful. It makes no difference to the ocean, nor does it matter how often you go. Abundance is always there. Forget buckets. Pauline always drove her car. She wanted a car full of blessings, and she got them. She was a warrior when she had to be, and when the time was right, she found a path into the acceptance of what is here and now, and for what may or may not be in the future. Acceptance, embracing the now moment, is what made her last year so wonderful. She could be fully present with her friends and visitors. She could look forward to what each day would bring, and she was seldom in fear or anger about the situation. For those of you who don't know, we did something to celebrate almost every day. For at least 15 minutes, no matter what else was going on, we stopped and celebrated being alive and being together. And isn't that the most precious gift that we can give to others, is to be alive and sharing and loving? Quoting Ernest Holmes, "We are born to be happy, to be abundantly supplied with every good thing, to have fun in living, to consciously unite with the divine that is around us and within us, and to grow and expand forever Pauline loved butterflies, and the story of each and every butterfly is one of new beginnings. And the story was Pauline's story too. As in most things, Pauline is ahead of us. She has gone before us to pave the way for us, and she will be there to welcome us when we get there. Her essence is now in the beautiful meeting place where the human spirit becomes one with divine consciousness, like a drop of rain falling back into the ocean of creation. She's left us a legacy through the church that is all about sharing the good stuff, being grateful for whatever comes our way, being generous as a spiritual practice, and that new beginnings can occur when we least expect them. So be ready. I'd like to invite Lois Sheck up to the stage to read a letter that Pauline wrote to us all. Lois?
All right, I'm going to read Pauline's letter. It's for her family and friends, but in my opinion, everybody she knew was her family. I wish for my family and friends to look at my dying as a time of personal growth for everyone, including me. This will help me live a peaceful and meaningful life in my final days. I want memories of my life to give you joy, not sorrow. Ernest Holmes said, "Life is not something to be endured. It is to be lived in joy, in a fullness without limit." Now, I want you to remember me as thoughtful, caring, always wanting people taken care of, a hearty laugh, and a wise businesswoman. I am the gratitude lady. The last years of my life, I felt like a student of life. Yes, she did. Even when I didn't want to learn. I chose to focus on positive and not the negative. I focused on continuing to live every day and on accepting what the universe had in store for me. As Rosie was saying, yeah. Thoughts are things. We choose the way that we live. Don't assume. Miracles happen regularly. Open your eyes to them. Don't believe your own bullshit. With all things, with love, all things are possible. Just never give up. Having a grateful journal for 21 years has really changed my life. It makes me stop and look at the goodness and greatness of my life. It fills my heart up and lets me know that I am loved. Looking at the many blessings helped change my life about loneliness and negativity. I see myself as a cheerleader for other people. I want to celebrate the life with a group of people. Sharing the celebration is what makes it fun. And then she signed it, "Love, hugs, and chocolate, Pauline." You've heard that one before, huh? And then I just wanted to add in here, remember me deeply. Remember, you are deeply loved, but in the universe, in the universe, and by me, Pauline Tedford. That's good. Thank you.
How we share our stories is so meaningful and so important, and it's really what has become the motto of my life, is how am I sharing the story of my life? How am I willing to let myself be known? And how am I willing to know each of you and all of life, to see the good, to see the magnificence, to see the gifts that we give, to see the gifts that are seen and unseen? so to feel them and to witness them and to know them. Are you ready? Yeah. Let's invite Michaela Tedford up, and I just really appreciate your making the time to come and be
sure.
here and share with
Absolutely.
Us and do something that's so meaningful. Go ahead.
Well, today I'm giving my mom's tithe donation of $30,000 to the Center of Spiritual Living of Huntington Beach. I'm happy to share.